better.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, of course, is always the captain of this ship. We have some interesting waters to navigate during this hour of the show. Well, I'd love to drop anchor, but it's pretty tough to do. We are bouncing around in a lot of different ports. Speaking of being in different ports, I'm actually broadcasting from the New Jersey Shore. I say New Jersey Shore. I emphasize that because I don't want you to think I'm hanging out with Snooki and the Situation and whatever their names are. There's a little bit of a difference between the New Jersey Shore and the Shore, if you know what I mean. All right, there is a big difference in what's happening with independent voters. You know, in trying to get a handle on which way people are going to go in the next less than 4 months when they go to vote, independent voters are huge, bigger. So many people of you listening to me, rather, and all those nooks and crannies, a lot of you call yourself independents now. Even if you lean a little bit more to the right or perhaps you lean a little bit to the center, a lot of people disenfranchised by what's happening with both Dems and Republicans, so they opt for the independent label instead. That makes you the valuable kind because they say independents grew by about 443,000 in Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, and North Carolina. Now, that's since the 2008 election, almost half a million. This is according to some of the information that was compiled by Bloomberg. And this is all out there. It's from state election officials. So Democrats had high numbers for registration in 2008, so there'll be a little bit of a drop-off there. And now you have this independent rise. So in 2008, Obama won 52% of the independent vote, and that's national exit polls is where you get that stuff from. That's one percentage point less than his overall total. John McCain had 44% of the independent vote. So now you look at that and you look at the election volatility in and as you break it down, you know, if you go years before that, you'll see that what it is independent voters are growing in numbers because of what I just said, the dissatisfaction, and they're fed up with both parties. And there are many of you listening right now to America Tonight. In fact, if you fall into that category, give me a call. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Did you come to a point where there was like a fork in the road and you decided, you know what, even if I know that I'm not going to vote Democratic, I'm registering independent because I'm just not happy with my local officials, my reps who's supposed to represent me in Washington, and not with the choices that we have across the board. So I'm not gonna call myself anything. I'm gonna be independent so that I can vote for, you know, whoever I think is gonna be the best candidate. And that's why I think we're gonna see a shift in the next decade or so, maybe the next decade, where we see that party that I'm talking about, that third party. Because of people just deciding, I just can't dock here. I can't do it. I just can't do it. So there's got to be an alternative. So for now, that's the way I'm going to go. And I think independent vote, swing states, huge in this election. With so many people now, guests that come on to America Tonight, totally in the know, Washington insiders for four decades saying that they have to say they believe it's that close, that we're talking about a matter of points. The whole idea of the so-called independent, your vote couldn't be bigger for the people who want to be president, meaning Mitt Romney, who wants to move into Pennsylvania Avenue, and Barack Obama, who wants to keep staying in Pennsylvania Avenue. And so then I read this question that says, it's a big headline, I think it was in Newsmax today, and it says, can Obama be defeated by Romney? And then talks about all these polls that you know, I'm a poll princess that we talk about constantly here on America Tonight. And they go to this likability factor and show that studies say the more likable, not the smarter, the better ideas, the experience, the more likable candidate wins 70%, high number, or more of public elections. And in that category, Obama kills Romney. I mean, kills him. The USA Today Gallup poll that came out recently showed that Obama has a 60% to 31% edge in likability. So we can talk about all kinds of things, but how do you get around likability? So Romney gets like high marks for business skills and how he could manage the government effectively. He does better in that category for the most part than Obama, stuff with numbers, economy, all of that. But likability, ooh, that's a tough thing to swing. It's a tough thing to turn. The one thing I would say that Romney has in his favor is some of these polls in the swing states are really skewing differently. And even a Rasmussen report that was released a couple of months ago showed that 63% of voters believe the country is headed in the wrong direction, including the candidate himself. Here's what Romney recently had to say. So what Romney was talking about is that earlier in the day that he's being characterized as being, it's dishonest, and he's being characterized in the wrong light. And part of that is because of the Democrats so desperately, he says, trying to hang on to the idea that they're still the party that's going to create these jobs. They're still the people that are for the middle class and not for the 1%. And that Romney is, ultimately the candidate who is the candidate for the wealthy people in the country, the people who own companies, the people who have massive amounts of wealth, the people who have overseas bank accounts, like it was recently revealed that Mitt Romney has. And he says, no, that's, mischaracterization. That's not true. That it makes absolutely no sense what they're saying. If you go back and you look at his early days and what he was able to do with Bain Capital and whatnot. And I think that they're, with all the reports that are coming out, he's going to have to weather the pelting that he's taking on his personal finances. And maybe that's why they're weighing this whole idea on this decision for a VP pick and whether or not he's going to release it. The New York Times reports that they're going to release it this week, but his campaign person says, no, that's not true. Eric Fenstrom says, maybe the end of this week. And who will it ultimately be that can be the counterbalance or the counterpunch to Romney? Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kate, I know you're alive and thriving out there. 855-266-KATE. So what if Mitt Romney isn't likable is what I would say if I were the people behind the scenes running the campaign. Now, in one sense, I would say that. On the other side of it, realizing that the independent vote is on the rise, that the independent vote could sway some of these swing states, perhaps, what do you do to make Mitt Romney more likable? He told supporters, like I said, after being attacked as, oh, you're all about the rich and the Cayman Islands, that he's the party, or the GOP is the party of the people who want to get rich and help the poor. That, hey, if you're making money, you can help people. And at a fundraiser in Louisiana, within no time, a lunch fundraiser, he raised $2 million. So for the entire day, for Monday, he raised $3.7 million. $3.7 million. And they say that after he went to Louisiana, he was also in Mississippi, and that that was the largest political fundraising event in Mississippi history. Now, I know we have some people listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. I've spent a ton of time there in the last couple of years. And here's what happened. Romney told the people who contributed, you know, $50,000 to the campaign to go to the first fundraiser in the day that it was probably the most expensive lunch they've ever had, and was pretty loose and glib about things that he said, and, talked about, that at the event in Mississippi, the people that were handing out the drinks were the group that were probably struggling in the Obama economy. And he said, I know people in this room are probably doing relatively well compared to the rest of the people across the country, but not everyone in the country is doing well. It's tough to be in the middle class and blah, blah, blah. And so that, they're struggling because when they voted for Obama, he promised that they were going to get better. He promised hope and change, and they're still waiting. Remember, during the primary election, Romney was just battered and bruised for one of the things he said, in which he said he suggested he wasn't worried about the very poor as he is about other struggling Americans. See, anything that you say when you're running is scrutinized, analyzed, turned over, upside down. And so it goes back to the likability factor. I think part of the problem with Romney is some of those things that have been said along the way that keep getting thrown up, and that's fodder for the machine. That's what happens when you run for office. All right, when you run for office, also one of the things that you have to do is, especially the first time around, but I guess you could have it happen the second time around if you were making some kind of a change, but it's who's going to be your wing man. Who's going to be the person or wing woman who runs alongside you, maybe runs interference ultimately, or lifts you up somehow in some category, whether it's experience, delivering a state would be huge, hitting the campaign trail because you need as many bodies out as possible, especially when you're trying to upend an incumbent. So Rob Portman's name, the senator from Ohio, is really on the short list. It's definitely in the top five. But it's a question of, is he just another guy? Is he just another milquetoast guy who, people like him in Ohio, but do people really know Rob Portman? Can he really do any kind of serious damage in helping the campaign, in changing something, in adding some kind of flair, or adding the state of Ohio, perhaps? Because, boy, Obama's been really campaigning there a lot. Not that Romney hasn't, but Obama has really hit every spot in Ohio that he can possibly get to. So Portman talks specifically about Romney a little bit in Ohio, about what has to happen with taxes and how the ball's just been fumbled.
Ohio tends to be the state that decides. Two of the last three elections, but for Ohio, there would have been a different result. And if you can win Ohio as a Republican, you tend to go all the way to the White House. What he's tried hasn't worked. It's time to give the ball to somebody else. He fumbled the ball. He's failed in his economic policies. If the president would show some leadership, his own fiscal commission recommended this. This is the Simpson-Bowles Commission. Said we've got to flatten the rates and broaden the base, meaning that you get rid of a lot of those tax loopholes and deductions and credits and exclusions and so on. And I think that would help the economy a lot.
All right, broaden the base, and talking about Ohio and how Ohio has been so critical, it seems anyway, in the last couple of elections. And this is why Portman's name has been there for a long time, has been at the top of the list for a very, very long time. The other thing within politics that people, I think, are, overlooking maybe a little bit, I know this is a smart audience. I doubt any of you are overlooking it, but who are you voting for when it comes to House? Because all the House seats are up, and a big chunk of the Senate seats are up, too. So as much as the focus is on the presidential election and what's happening with the ads and what the Republicans are doing and what Obama's doing and where are they and what do the polls look like, the other part of this is you can't forget the legislative folks because, you know, ultimately we have three branches of government, and the legislative people are the ones who are making the laws, voting on the laws, and, yeah, there's the power of the pen, but the power of the people on the Hill is the thing that's so critical in what's happened in the last decade, really, in how, you know, how the U.S. has been in this log jam and this spirit of cooperation is dead on arrival in Washington. Because, first of all, nobody even stays in Washington, which is part of the problem. It used to be that you elected somebody, they went to Washington, took their family to Washington, and sure, they'd go back and visit their constituents in Georgia or Texas or Ohio or Minnesota, but they spent a chunk of their time in Washington. So there was more conversation, there was more going on between anybody, Congress or Senate, who was working in D.C. versus you're there 3-4 days a week tops, missing votes, and not having those conversations. Conversations quickly in the hall, or not any conversations at all, or a couple of trips here and there, but not the kind of camaraderie that they used to have. And I think that that's a has had a big effect on politics, and for some reason that never gets talked about. But I would list it as one of the top reasons why we have the kind of government we have right now that people are complaining about, where the approval ratings for Congress could not be any worse. I guess they could be worse, but they're terrible. Where they're practically in single digits. I mean, that's unheard of for it to be that low in it. The needle has not moved. It has not moved at all. And this is the frustration over the taxes, the frustration over the some of the laws that have been jammed full of incredible amendments that then have to be picked apart, and how slow laws move, bills move in committees to try to get anything done, and then you find out how much money is being spent on the mating habits of cockroaches, and, you know, no exaggeration, millions were spent 1 year on that. And this is the world we live in right now. Not to be depressing, but it's the truth, and all of you know it, and this is why this election could not be any bigger. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. If you liked a candidate, discuss that independent thing, and you are true blue to the party that you have voted for again and again and again, would you switch parties? Would you make the switch?
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Tonight, our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, to talk about a couple of different things, including Ernest Borgnine, who died a couple of weeks ago, and his impact on Hollywood and Poseidon Adventure hitting the 40-year mark. Now we see what's happened in the cruise industry. That was one cruise, on the big screen anyway, that really didn't do so well. If you've seen if you haven't seen the Poseidon Adventure, it is a great 70s re-rack. I think it was in the 70s it came out. It was a great 70s re-rack. Shelley Winter is in it, and a whole bunch of other people that some of you, I think, would recognize. Might have something to say about Batman, because Batman is in the wings. This is a big week for Batman that's going to get released. And Ice Age, The Continental Drift, was the box office big winner, $46 million. There's something about the whole 3D thing. It must be, as much as they say people aren't having kids, there must be grandkids or somebody's having kids because people are going to see these movies. The film was huge. It earned $95 million internationally. The overseas total was like $339 million for this Ice Age, Ray Romano, Queen Latifah, and others who were voicing it, but the main guy is Ray Romano. The franchise is like $2.2 billion. We're going to have to ask him about that. $2.2 billion. So it's like Spider-Man. Spider-Man's huge. So the same thing. The sequel is back. And alive and well. And anytime that they can remake it, they're going to remake it, because the whole Ice Age thing and the whole animated flicks is certainly on the rise. We'll see what happens with The Dark Knight Rises, because this is the Batman sequel. So will that sequel overtake all these other things that are out there now that people are paying attention to? All right, without further ado, because I'm always inviting all of you to send me your thoughts through our internet offerings, the webpage, americatonight.net. If you go there, you can click on contact, and that's how you can get in touch with us. And always, it's pegged in the red, whether it's vacation time or not. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
All right, I got this from Emma, who says, Ms. Delaney, I heard you talk about this one night on the show about how ridiculous it was, NBC, the way they treated people like they were cattle that were on the air. So they got rid of their morning anchor on the Today Show. And lo and behold, did you see the ratings as they ditched Ann Curry? Did you see what happened after the first week? Big fan. Talk to you soon. I did happen to see that, of course. I think we might have done it on A Week in Count. Savannah Guthrie was ushered in as the new co-anchor. And because it's all about ratings in these morning shows, they get the most ratings now, even more than the nightly news, because who's watching the nightly news? According to this recent survey, I saw everybody's getting their news on YouTube. So the Today Show was beaten last week by ABC's Good Morning America by 357,000 viewers. Wow. So if you looked at the numbers, GMA had well over, 450 million, something like that. I don't remember the exact number, compared to 420 or something. Boy, they must be loving it at ABC, loving it. And I think there was so much play about the anchor being dumped. I mean, who knows how long that lasts, but the timing is pretty interesting anyway. But now NBC, of course, has the Olympics, and there will be more exposure for any of the people on the morning show. I guarantee they'll be doing tons of things, so that could make a difference, with what happens there. What do I know about the morning television Twinkie Wars? All right, let's move on to something else. This one comes to us from Darren, who's listening to us in Texas. He says, hello, America Tonight. I've never written the show, although I have to tell you I do listen. A lot of times I'm intrigued by some of the things that you talk about, and you talk about a lot of different things, and I find that pretty interesting as I get hammered over the head during the day with just the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Here's my question. What do you know about what is happening with Clinton and the motorcade and the whole tomatoes and why she was pelted? You know what? I haven't even talked about this. I saw some video of it, and they did throw tomatoes at Clinton, and they were actually screaming like Monica, Monica, referring to the Monica Lewinsky situation way back when with her husband. And first of all, let me set this up, and I think, well, obviously this is what you're referring to. This was their trip to Egypt, and, she was part of a delegation where she gave a speech on democratic rights and that kind of stuff, and people were screaming and yelling things, and telling her to leave, and Egypt is in a turmoil, to say the least, right now. We're talking about political uncertainty, military squaring off against the Muslim Brotherhood, the power struggle over the future, and what's going to happen with their parliament, their government, the constitution. And so Hillary Clinton was there, and people were outside of her hotel room in Cairo, and they were chanting all kinds of things, and she gave a speech at the U.S. consulate in Alexandria saying that the United States supported Mubarak but was backing one of the factions or another in Egypt following his departure last year. And one of the lines that she said was she wanted to be clear that the United States is not in the business in Egypt of choosing winners and losers, even if we could, which, of course, we can't. Talking about that they had to come up with their own democracy. And Egypt is one place I would not want to be there day after day trying to cover what's happening with the streets are so chaotic and people are still getting beaten. And journalists now that go over, it doesn't matter if you say you're a journalist, they could just decide they're going to attack you anyway and take the consequences and not worry about it, which is frightening. I mean, really, really frightening. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I'm telling you, I am so sick of this election. You ought to do a show where it's election-free, where for the entire show you mention nothing about politics, nothing about Romney, nothing about Obama, nothing about the people surrounding either one of them. I think in America people are tired of hearing about this election. That's what I think. I don't think they're energized by anything anyone's saying, and the negative ads have hardly even hit the airwaves yet. Yeah, there have been some ads that have come out, but no, it's too early for massive bombardment. That'll happen. Trust me. In the next couple of months, it'll be blowout everywhere, especially swing state areas in Ohio and Indiana and Pennsylvania and Florida. I mean, all those places, absolutely, they'll hit the ads as hard as they can. Every time something comes out, either Obama goes after Romney and says it's not true what he's saying, or Romney goes after Obama and says it's not true what he's saying, and the Republicans gave the Democrats what they wanted on a silver platter, and that was that Romney had offshore accounts, and that didn't go over great. and they're not going to apologize for attacks on Romney and Bain and all that other sort of stuff. It's just lost in the sauce and the back and forth Punch and Judy show that we see every single day being played out every single day. And it comes down to this: if you're part of that whole independent crowd, because now the independent crowd's getting bigger, if you're the independent, you just have to ask yourself, or either if you're Democrat or Republican, did you find hope and change? Do you feel positive about America? And how do you feel about your own personal situation? Because it's not that we're the me generation, but you have to take care of most likely somebody in your life, unless you're single and have nothing on your plate. Then it's a different story. But for most people, what the number is, I don't know, but it has to be pretty high, I would think. I would think it'd be pretty high. So if you're in that crowd of I'm an independent, I'm tired of the Republicans, I'm tired of the Democrats, I'm tired of this whole scene, I'm honestly looking for that third party, you just ask yourself that one important question: hope and change. Did you get any hope and change, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're flipping to the B side.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Walks merrily down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet sprint. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too, but another one bites the dust.
All right, it's a simple question, maybe not a simple answer. Hope and change. Did you get the hope and change you were thinking you were going to get, or at least a little bit of it? You know, that's the thing. I think people's expectations of whoever is going to be president might have come down to earth a little bit more as from what we've seen of decades and decades of, okay, they can only do so much, or they have a Congress who doesn't work with them, or this happens or that happens, or, you know, the various politics that are connected to the office. I'm not giving anybody an excuse who's been president, because if you run for president, you obviously are accepting the mantle of being the leader of the free world and all that comes with that. Everything that comes with it. Not just the flying on Air Force One and the playing of Hail to the Chief, but all the down and dirty work that you have to do. The decisions that you ultimately have to make, and the people who are going to criticize you. So it comes down to that question. Did you get the hope and change that you thought you were going to get with Barack Obama? Did you get that? And this is what he's selling, is that coming up next, we're going to keep moving forward. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Tricia in Connecticut. Hey, Tricia.
Hi, Kate. I didn't vote for Obama. I knew that he would try to keep his promise to radically remake America, not to restore its greatness. So it's been worse than we were warned by people like Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and people on the Internet. Michelle Malkin, you know, all those sorts of information you can get. But the big change I would like to see is for most of the career politicians to be booted out of Congress. And earlier you were talking about Congress not spending as much time in Washington, a lot of them. They don't move their families there.
Sure, sure.
And I think I would like them to spend more time with their constituents at home and face them and be aware of their concerns instead of the lobbyist concerns, you know, the lobbyists from K Street and the left-wing media that they kiss up to. They go down to Washington, and it's like a swamp that they come up with some disease that even if they start out with integrity, a lot of them, they become career politicians, and that's their main concern is getting reelected. So they don't care what they're doing to our nation's future and the future of all people by all this debt. You know, 40% of all the money they're spending is borrowed. And in Connecticut, we have all Democrat congressmen, and they're just all big statists. They think it's great to have government interfering with our lives. My own Himes, he does this token effort at town hall meetings, but he has his cheering section there of the NARAL women and the Planned Parenthood, and he votes for all the big spending. And so it's just a dog and pony show that he makes this feeble attempt to pretend like he's moderate, which he's not at all. And then we have Rosa DeLauro, who doesn't even attempt to do any town hall meetings. Her best friend is Joelle Fishman of the Communist Party. And I'll just put in a plug for a great guy. Wayne Winsley is running against her. He would be so tremendous. And that's the one hope, is we do have people that are normal citizens that are stepping forward and running for Congress.
Yeah, I agree with you. People that, if they're willing to get in there and take the swacks that you take no matter what.
Right.
You know, your perspective is interesting on the Washington versus being with the constituents. You could have a point there. I think that there has to be some kind of balance because they have no communication, but I agree with you. If it's all about lobbyists and placating those people and you have nothing to do with your constituents, that would be way off balance. And if you are too much of a Washingtonite, I guess you could lose perspective, and that would be a worrisome problem, too, to have. I think what the problem is they're not voting enough. And really, you need to be there Monday through Friday. And I also think, Tricia, we should tie incentives to congressmen as they move, or senators as they move up the chain. You know, they get more money for being on certain committees and stuff. I mean, how about making more votes? How about being there on the floor for more votes?
Well, you know, talking about that, too, somebody, I don't remember the name, has brought up a bill, somebody in Congress, saying that if somebody misses a vote, then they should be, their pay should be docked. And with all the technology there is with teleconferencing, and you know, why can't you have some remote votes from stay home at their district and not spend all this traveling that we're paying for and have such big staffs, and you know, why not use that, the technology that we have?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Why can't you do it? I mean, look, we're all on FaceTime and Skype and everything else, and that's encouraged in business. So why can't you figure out a way to do that in Congress? Absolutely. Tricia, always a great caller. Glad that you flipped on and called the show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Now, Tricia actually talked about Alive and Thriving. She sounded pretty wide awake. She made some good points, and she talked about some talk show hosts, and meaning, you know, talking about what they had expected they would get with Obama, but that it actually ended up being worse. And I think Rand Paul is somebody, Senator Paul from Kentucky, is someone Tricia might be referring to, because he's really hit that heavy, that whole idea of responsibility and reading bills even before you actually vote on bills, having a reading time where, okay, here's the bill. Because remember, that was one of the big things about Obamacare, is it was 2,700 pages, but who had read all 2,700 pages? We had a guest last week on our Thursday/Friday morning show, Dr. Jane Orient. She's like one of the only people I know that read every single page and read it twice and knows what is in that. Very few politicians. In fact, I can't name any. One of the things I tried to do, and it was hard, you know, it was hard to find this out because trying to get the information from any aides around half of the people in Congress or the Senate is impossible, trying to pry it loose. But not many had read half of what was in the Affordable Health Care Act. Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania, he really got caught in the crosshairs of this, jumping parties. I'm a Republican. No, they're too right of right for me, so now I'm going to be a Democrat because I'm worried about my seat. And ultimately, when Specter or even Claire McCaskill in Missouri got in front of people in the town hall meetings, they couldn't answer the questions that people had because people wanted not broad strokes about, oh, this is going to be incredible and everyone's going to have coverage. You don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about that. They wanted specific answers about what was going to be covered for them. Hey, I'm a single mother. I'm willing to pay, but I need to know blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to not pay for my health care. Or I am an older American. I'm worried about Medicare, Medicaid, what's happening here, what's ultimately going to happen. And they couldn't answer half of the questions. And to me, that's a problem. If they were drilling this down, they being the lawmakers, wouldn't they want to know every single aspect of a piece of legislation that changes everybody's life? A game changer, not some kind of layup bill that becomes a fancy law that's named after someone and, ooh, isn't that great? And, wow, we all applaud it, and this is a great effort. No, 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 no. It's something that affected every single one of us. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.